Wikinomics. Hamas collaboration changes everything. Authors: Don Tapscott and Anthony D. Williams. The traditional scope of collaboration, used within the framework of boardrooms, conferences, video conferencing and the likes, is moving into mass collaboration, in where millions of individuals are able to play a role in the economy like never before. Through the internet, massive online communities are breaking the walls down of traditional hierarchies and control, and giving new rise to powerful new models of production based on community, collaboration, and self-organization. These web-enabled communities that are embracing the new art and science of mass collaboration, adding value, wealth, and growth to businesses all work under what is known as Wikinomics. The principles of Wikinomics. New business ideas are replacing old ones that drive innovation into the workplace now. There are four basic new principles. 1. Openness. Due to rapid scientific and technical advancements, openness is becoming imperative for managers. 2. Peering. The new form of horizontal organization that rivals the vertical hierarchy found in most companies. 3. Sharing. A shared foundation of technology and knowledge is often the best way to build ecosystems that accelerate growth and innovation. 4. Acting globally. Global alliances include human capital marketplaces and peer production communities will provide access to new markets, ideas, and technologies. Peer pioneers. The peer pioneers are those individuals belonging to a community who come together voluntarily to produce a shared outcome. Their key word here is voluntarily, where no one is ordered to commit to a task. One of the strongest examples to date of peer production is the free online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, where thousands of people collaborate online to write and edit. Key benefits of peer production for businesses by harnessing external talent. Peer production gets more people and partners involved to develop customer solutions. Keeping up with the users. If you do not stay current and updated with the users, they will find ways to work around you, which creates opportunity for competitors. Boosting demand for complementary offerings. Participating in peer production communities provides new opportunities to create added value. Reducing costs. More than substantial cost cuts will be noticed when companies collaborate in open source. Shifting the locus of competition. Publishing IP in non-core areas that are core to a competitor can undermine your rival's ability to monopolize a resource that you depend on. Taking the friction out of collaboration. Open models of collaborative innovation help avoid problems related to ownership and exploitation of intellectual property and the disputes over patent rights. Developing social capital. To be admitted into a peer production community, the continuous price to pay is sharing. From this sharing, one gains license to operate within the community and thus deriving various benefits. The prosumers. When consumers are also producers, then they become prosumers. History reveals that it is not a new idea to have user-driven creativity. Yet, most companies ignore this and perceive such efforts as amateurish and would create little value to their core market. Yet, two upcoming forces are changing this view. 1. Prosumer communities are using the web as a major platform to extend their ideas out in the open. 2. Lead users. People who stretch the limits of existing technology and often create their own product prototypes in the process are being discovered by companies. Such lead users often develop modifications and extensions to products that will eventually appeal to mainstream markets. Harnessing prosumer communities. While presumption is quickly becoming one of the world's most powerful changes in businesses, it faces tough challenges ahead. Companies aware of most of the implications involved in this new revolution are finding ways to bring it all together. More than customization. While there's nothing wrong with mass customization, yet it limits flexibility and innovation for users. Genuine presumption calls for deeper and earlier involvement in design processes. Losing control. With or without permission, customers will find a way to use your product as a platform for their own innovations. Keep up with the customers, reminding yourself that it is better to lose some control than it is to surrender totally to prosumer-friendly customers that can and will invent around you, creating opportunities for your rivals. Customer toolkits and content orchestration. Knowing the inevitable is bound to happen in the customers becoming co-producers of your product, then at least keep ahead of them by making your products modular, reconfigurable, and editable. Becoming a peer. After gaining some experience with the new world of presumption, you will realize that your real business is not creating finished products, but rather innovation ecosystems. Sharing the fruits. With constant inputs from customers, it is natural that they would expect a share in the ownership and rewards of their creations. Platforms for participation. Open platforms are mass collaborative in action, a bold new way to extend the productive capacity of your business without having to infinitely extend your fixed costs. Such platforms create a wider stage in where various partners can build a new business or just add new value to the existing platform. Virtually anything that runs software can provide the platform for participation. The best examples are provided by eBay, Google, and Amazon, where their external partners can generally integrate their business processes. These are the highest level of integration and are called developer ecosystems, where outside firms can connect to the database of products on these sites and present them in new ways to customers. The Wiki Workplace. Wiki workplaces increase innovation and improve morale by cutting across organization hierarchies in all kinds of unorthodox ways. The future impact of all this can be seen in the following five typical workplace functions. 1. Teams. New forms of mass collaboration suggest that companies might be better off with a more self-organized approach to teaming. In the Wiki workplace, companies employ peer-to-peer networks and not teams as understood in the traditional sense. 2. Time allocation. To cite Google as an example, the company emphasizes that 20% of employees' time is dedicated to personal projects. Allowing employees to pursue their own interests makes them happy, while encouraging creativity and unplanned innovations that could lead to business venture. 3. Decision-making. Huge companies like to use internal prediction markets to forecast product sales or emerging new technology trends, for example. Well-structured prediction markets provide forecasts that can be even better than highly paid experts. 4. Resource allocation. Resources ranging from spending budgets to computing power are tradable commodities. The idea here is to allocate them with a marketplace approach that ensures they go wherever they are most valued. 5. Communications. Corporate marketing and communications have traditionally only allowed a few key individuals to play a role in shaping corporate images and brands. Communications such as web blogging make a more transparent way of communicating with employees. Webinomics design principles. Other additional design principles of webinomics include taking cues from lead users, building a critical mass of participants that attracts more people to the ecosystem, supplying an infrastructure for collaboration, taking enough time to get the structures and governance right, making sure all participants gain some value, abiding by community norms, letting the process take its course, taking part in collaborative work means giving up some control, sharing responsibility, managing conflicts, and accepting that successful projects will take on a life of their own. The lesson that Wikinomics teaches us is that self-contained, inwardly focused corporations are dying. The new age of mass collaboration will seem unfamiliar and uncertain at the start. Yet, leaders need to prepare their collaborative minds, and companies need to make way for unique capabilities to work in collaborative atmospheres.